Bonnie and Friends. Bonnie Simon. Jacaranda FM.
Radio, and then when you see it live, it's like even better. You know, often I think we're living in a time now because of auto-tune and because of obviously, you know, technology, which has really progressed. People, you know, you hear them live, and then you hear them on radio. It's two different things, you know. The live is like, oops, okay, we didn't expect that, you know, that kind of vibe. But you know, my bro was like, she was really like even better live. She was just incredible. She was a performer, connecting with the audience, and her voice was always on point. You know, I think she and Mario Makeba are, and obviously the likes of Johnny Clegg as well, are one of the people that are really. Hugh Masekela as well. Oh my gosh, the list goes on. Those are the people that I really, really admire. That I think that they're the reason that, you know, South African music is really grown so much and have progressed so much. And obviously time has changed and we can't get the music again. But I wish we could have more of that, you know, back on radio again. You know, because those are the music that has defined us and has given us meaning and have allowed us to be who we are today.
Okay, city.
KZN. Ah, Tegwin.
Country.
Yeah. South Africa, definitely. I love my country, and I've traveled around, and I still feel like this is one of the most beautiful countries ever. I love the people. I love the friendliness that we have. Yeah, I'm really proud of to be a South Africa. I even have tattoo of Africa in my hand. That's how much I love it. Yeah.
Animal.
A lion and eagle.
You're a shark supporter.
I know, but a lion, man. Lion and eagle are two of my favorite. You know, just authority, power, boldness. You know, just go getter and that kind of thing. You know, just dominating. You know, that kind of thing.
Food.
Biryani.
Biryani. Yeah. Drink. Your favorite drink.
Passion fruit and lemonade, kind of. Okay. And I love wine, actually. I love wine.
Red wine, white wine?
Red wine.
Okay.
Red
bad wine. Habit. Come on, Lloyd, the truth.
Bad habit. Does game pass on as bad habit? I'm a FIFA addict.
Okay.
I love FIFA. I'm really addicted to FIFA. I can play FIFA all day.
Okay. Not a bad habit.
Yeah.
pet peeve.
Pet peeve?
What do you hate? Things people do and... Freaks you out. We're not talking about Joburg traffic now.
Yeah, I hate people leaving like their pet in the car. Like, you know, just like locking pet up in the car and just leaving it alone and just going, I hate that. I just can't stand it. You know, also not looking after your pet, you know, just like, you know, it's why have it if you're not going to look after it?
Your biggest fear?
Oh, jeez. My biggest fear? The snakes. Hate snakes.
Where's that snake?
Snakes and spiders.
Cabello, where's that snake? Oh my goodness, there it is. Oh, come on, you're not scared of us. You didn't even look down. We should have organized the snake.
Too late.
Okay. Then I'm going to leave you with one more. Listen, how about Brenda Fassie? I mean, I've got to hold because you love her so much.
Yes, please.
You love her music. We're going to play Brenda Fassie. One more. Your biggest, this is a tough one. Your biggest inspiration in your life?
My mom, actually. My mom is my biggest inspiration. Obviously, Michael Jackson is also one of my greatest and biggest inspiration. But my mom is, you know, she's just a strong woman. You know, she represents somebody who's, you know, obviously I mentioned that she had me when she was 18 years old and she couldn't look after me. But when she finally had the opportunity, you know, I mean, she went back to school. You know, she got herself together. She started hard. She works hard. She's opened up her own business. She's got things going. She looked after myself and even other family members as well. Even people who are not my family, who pretended to be my family, she still looks after them, you know. She's just an incredibly strong woman, and I really look up to her.
Okay, just two or three gigs coming up. Where are you going to be over the next couple of days?
I've got a couple of gigs, obviously, coming up. And but one thing that I do want to mention before I go is I've just gotten the lead role at the Joburg Theatre for the Marvin Gaye show, which is going to be starting at the 7th of May. And I want to encourage all of our fans out there, all my fans out there, to please come through to the 7th of May at the Joburg Theatre. You know, go to joburgtheatre.co.za. The tickets are also available for you to buy, even at CompuTicket. It's going to be an incredible show. We've got an entire Australian production team that's coming over. as of from the 20th of April when the rehearsals begin to come over here. And it's going to be an amazing show. It's going to be really, really amazing. I know you guys, Jack Aranda, are always supporting the Joburg Theatre.
It's going to be tough to sing those songs, hey? I mean,
yeah, man, I love
R&B. There's a lot of soul, though, which is quite nice.
There's a lot. I love R&B. I love soul music. I grew up listening to that, you know. The beauty about this whole thing is that I'm not going to be Marvin Gaye. I can never replace Marvin Gaye. I'm Lloyd Kelly, and I'm going to do the best that I can to obviously, you know, bring in and tell people the life and story of Marvin Gaye and what he's gone through. And what he's achieved, and how much he's been able to, you know, just rise up above his challenges, and you know, he that's who Marvin Gaye is, you know.
I think his dad shot him on Christmas Day, or something like that, on his birthday, or something like that.
It was the day before his birthday, in 1984.
Yeah.
The Monday on the 1st of April in 1984. Mm. That's when his dad shot him, and the next day was going to be his birthday, and yeah, I mean, he shot him, and he fell down, and then his dad also fired another shot, and which shattered his left arm completely. You know, and he comes from that family as well. He kind of reminds me of my grandparents, where, you know, whenever you did something wrong, you get a smack, you know. So he comes from that childhood. His dad was also a preacher, man, by the way, but also he had some habits with drinking and all those kind of stuff.
I've got a big fan for you, Carla McKenzie. She's going to take over now, and she heard I was going to chat to you. I remember the other day in the office, and she was jumping around, whatever. Carla, are you there?
Hey, Barney. Hey, Carla. Lloyd.
Hey, Carla. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Cool.
Do you know each other?
Not yet. After after BP Jacaranda Day, we will.
All right on. I like the sound of that.
Yeah, she's just joined the station from Cape Town.
Is it?
So it's nice. And you're up for a MTN Radio Award as well, Carla. Well done.
Thank you, Barney.
All the best.
Hope you take it.
Hope you take it, baby. Okay, Brenda Fassie coming up now. Just to say cheers, and, you know, you're a wonderful man.
Thank you.
And, you know, just what I've learned tonight, I could have been your grandfather, but you taught me so much about just to appreciate life again. And it's hard work. We all work hard to get where we are. And just those little things in life. I mean, your family, your wife and your kids, they are so important to you, and you forget about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you know, you're going to go home now and give them a big hug. Yeah. You know, that's what life is all about, and you have to look after them.
Yeah.
You know, we all run around this and that, and you forget about that, you know.
Yeah.
And you're a wonderful person.
Thank you.
It was an honor meeting you again after all these years. And good luck with the Marvin Gaye show, and we'll see you at Jacaranda Day as well.
Thank you very much. Likewise as well.
I hope you've inspired a lot of people listening tonight.
I hope so too.
You're the man.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. And I want to say thank you to Jacaranda. To the staff, to the management, and everybody else who's been involved, who's been supporting me. I mean, it's been close to 5 years now, and my songs still get played at Jacaranda. That means a lot to me. I really love and appreciate you guys. God bless.
This is only the beginning.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's go to Brenda Fassie. Cheers.
Barney and Friends. Barney Simon.